Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with my Saturday morning partner, Tom Crawford. A special Jack and Tom edition of Ebling and You today. We're talking about Michigan State, Michigan, and all the aspects of that, Tom. You got your countdown clock going?
Like,
are you
Christmas
ready?
Christmas week. I feel like an 8-year-old. Want to open the presents.
You got your game face on?
I'm ready. I cannot wait till October the 9th.
Well, we're going to start today with a very special guest, MSU Director of Athletics, Mark Hollis. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Jack. It's great to see you. And Tom, I guess it's all right to see you, too.
Yeah, it's all right. We can be fairly friendly today.
There you go.
This is a big week for every Spartan and Wolverine, but it's a little different now with Michigan State sitting in a position with two wins in a row in this series.
Well, I think it's always been a great game, and having grown up in the state, it's something that you've always looked forward to. I remember back to watching the movie The Big Chill, and you see the Michigan State game right there.
That was a Michigan State win that
day,
by the way.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's
the
only reason I brought it up.
27-23.
But, you know, whether you're blue or green, this is a great week. And I think we have two great institutions, 364 days. We respect each other. This one, we get after it on the field. So we're looking forward to Saturday.
You know, Mark, I always think back to Don Canham. He used to always say, he was, as an athletic director, he was so geeked up for the games, he couldn't even watch the games. He'd be so nervous, get everything going, all the logistical stuff ahead of time, then go for a walk during the game. What's it like game day for you, whether it be home or away?
I've looked up to Don Canham for many, many years, and I've never held any secrets about that. I've patterned many of my approaches as sort of following Don Canham in many ways, and quite frankly, I do the same thing. At home games, I walk through the student section before every game and just try to relieve some stress that way. But I think if you see me on the sidelines, you see me in the box, I'm a rather even-keeled person. I don't get too emotional during the games, but I do a lot of walking, one, to see a lot of people, two, to let the nerves kind of shake out a little bit.
Mark, if you can be compared with Don Canham in two very important ways, you are a tremendous success in this job. One is marketing and promotion, the other is selection of coaches. When you get to a situation and you have to replace a coach, I'm sure you have a short list. How do you go about that?
Well, I think you always have a short list. Dr. Kearney, who I worked for about 9 years when I was going through the career, said always have in that one drawer everybody that reports to you, make sure you have a list of folks that you'd be interested in. So don't go looking in my left-hand drawer because it's not there. it's somewhere else. But it's I think what you do is you always want to look for fit. What's the best fit for the institution that you're with? And, you know, being at my alma mater, I think I had a pretty good perception of where we wanted to go, especially with this football hire. And it's recruiting base. It's what kind of experience you have in the NFL and putting people into the NFL. What kind of experience do you have with the school before, not necessarily as a graduate, but at least a connection with what Michigan State's all about? How do they adapt to the politics? How do they adapt to the fan and donor base that you might have? And you have to put all those into an equation and really establish a strong criteria, and then make sure you bring in a coach that nails that criteria.
And what was the most important part of that fit with Mark D'Antonio? What's the one thing that jumped out at you and said, this is the guy?
Well, I think, having the experience with him, but mostly just the way he carries himself is like a Spartan. It's very, very proud of his family, his heritage, but also very proud of what Michigan State represents. And that really jumped to the forefront. His recruiting base in Ohio, his ability to bring kids in from Ohio, where they have 80 to 20 Division I players come out of there in any given year to the state of Michigan, played a very big role. And it's, you go through all the criteria, he just kind of nailed every one of them.
Tom, he was used to beating the University of Michigan when he was at Ohio State. So
yeah, absolutely. Mark, I want you to touch on this year, 2010, Mark. I mean, this has been unique already. Obviously, very successful for Michigan State. But what happened to Coach D'Antoni after the Notre Dame game, the heart attack, and then Don Treadwell stepping in and press conferences? Kind of take us through and what that whole thing has been for you and for all people involved.
Well, I think probably those first few hours were the most unusual. Once we get the word that Coach had a heart attack, went right down to the hospital and spent most all of the evening with him and his wife Becky, and kind of went through making sure where he's at health-wise. And about 6 in the morning, we got a good comfort level. So I left the hospital and headed toward campus and had an opportunity to sit with Treadwell and Narduzzi and kind of go through, here's the game plan. Here's where we need to go. And then we brought the assistant coaches in and kind of built from inner to the whole core. And I think if you watch how each of these individuals adapted to it, Treads did an unbelievable job keeping the face of Spartan football in a positive way. He stepped to the podium. He answered questions the right way. But then you look through each of the position coaches and how they handled the situation, how they mentored the athletes who were very concerned about their dad, about their coach, about their leader, and really had to go through almost a psychological process with the team to make sure that they understood. It's a heart attack. These things happen. For many of the kids, it was the first time they've ever really experienced a heart attack associated with somebody close to them. So that was that Sunday, was really getting through that whole process. Then you watch the effectiveness of it. I thought, at the press conference, Coach made a very pointed statement that it was his greatest moment watching that Wisconsin game as a head coach. And I think if you can step back, and as a head coach, when you're at a game, you get so entrenched in the game. He had an opportunity to lay in a hospital bed, watch his team, watch his coaches work from a distance. And I think that really, I agree with him. What a proud moment that would be to see all the work you put together, the people you hired, the kids you recruited, the kids you've coached, execute everything that you've worked to build as a leader and have it happen right in front of you without being in the middle of it. I thought that was a great statement.
And the week before, he had a chance to see his daughter be crowned homecoming queen at Lansing Catholic.
It's all karma, right? Exactly. Lined up for the situation.
Things happen for a reason, I guess.
Right. We're speaking with Michigan State Director of Athletics Mark Hollis here on a special Jack and Tom Show edition of Ebling and You. Mark, when you think about what happens, the term heart attack, it's one of the few phrases that's scarier than IRS agent. When you first heard that he'd had a heart attack, what's the first thing that came through your mind?
Well, I lost my dad that way, so it's your first reaction is shock. It's you've gone from the high of defeating Notre Dame to the shock of a guy that you were just standing with about 10 minutes ago had a heart attack. And that's why we rushed down and made sure that the family was calm. I felt fairly confident that we were going to get through this okay. But it's until you see Coach, you have that bit of shock of is he okay? How bad is it? How much damage to the heart was there? All those things run through your mind. And I think, again, I go back to the players. That was their first reaction. And that's why the sooner we could get Coach in front of them, the better.
Also, you mentioned about everybody was kind of on the same page with the situation. Everything fell into line. That was very unlike Michigan State years ago. Maybe this is a testimony about how Michigan State is indeed on the same page, whether it has to do with catastrophes or any other aspects of the athletic department.
Yeah, the continuity. I mean, I was in constant contact with President Simon, and in the past, you'll wonder. And to have her leadership through the process, Coach Izzo's leadership coming over and being part of those meetings with the assistant coaches to kind of motivate them and get them out of the shock period. The quicker we could relieve the shock impact on the coaches and the team, the better. And that's the process we went through on Sunday. But you have guys that have been working together. They know what to do. They know the system. And I think you're right. I think it's a program that can live on its own right now very strong.
You mentioned Tom Izzo. And, Tom, you mentioned the term continuity.
Right.
That's been such a key for the University of Michigan in the Canham-Schembechler era. And Michigan State now in a position to really capitalize on that from the presidential level all the way on down. Tom Izzo said countless times, one of the biggest problems was football coach would change or the athletic director would change. Now it seems like there's some stability.
Well, I think so, and I think that's important. Those four positions need to support the university together and be on the same page in everything that we do, and there can be no jealousies. There can be no hidden agendas. I mean, you have to know what the strategies are, and the four of us have to kind of move out and push the university in a positive way. I mean, like it or not, athletics is a window to any campus across this nation, and you want to represent the right way. You're going to have pitfalls that come along. You're going to have individuals that make poor decisions, but as a whole, if those four leaders can guide and can have the continuity, can have success, can present in a positive way, that's what you're trying to achieve.
Mark, last question. People think of this as a football game. But it is so much more than that. And to the university community, there's pride, there's money at stake, donations, students deciding where they're going to go to school. What does this all mean to the Michigan State community and a chance to win three in a row over the University of Michigan?
I knew that was coming.
You know, I think it's great for the state, especially when you look at the economy in the state right now. This is an opportunity for everybody to put that on the shelf. I kind of equate it an annual sort of Final Four that we had in Detroit and what that meant to the state. It's a positive weekend. It's something that you can come into. Brothers can argue, friends can argue, but whether you're 4 years old or you're 80 or 90 years old, this is a weekend that you focus on a common thing in the state of Michigan, and it's very positive for the state, regardless if you're blue or green.
It'll be more than 1,070 days, Tom.
I know. I keep hearing
that. The University of Michigan has beaten Michigan State in football or men's basketball.
Does this one special, though? I mean, does this one hurt more, obviously, with a loss? If you lost to Michigan, obviously, with a W, you get a little more shot. As an athletic director, I mean, we as fans of alumni.
What do you mean does it hurt more? The game's on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm foreshadowing what you might feel on Saturday night.
You know, we're going to put forth the effort that we've been preparing for, you know, I just, as we go out, you just hope the kids can execute the way they do. And that's what you're looking for. And every time you play Michigan, it's an important game. I think it's important to both sides. And there's no mistaking that. But I think it comes from the respect that the two institutions are building. I don't know that that's always been there, but I believe it's there today. We have great respect for Dave Brandon and for all the folks at the University of Michigan. I think, likewise, they have great respect for us. And that's what makes the game, as an administrator, as a president, as an athletic director, as a coach, so great. And then the fans just jump on it and just have a great old time all week.
Michigan State Director of Athletics Mark Hollis, our guest on a special Jack and Tom Show edition of Ebling and You. Mark, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
We'll be right back. We'll be talking with MSU Professor of Economics Charles Ballard coming up next on Ebling and You.